hurry. Now showing on the inside of the big marquee, the George Wallace Show.
Oh, we're out, thank you, Dan. When the Wallace Show's in town, summer wants to the tent, cause his mommy will thank. When the Wallace Show's in town, when we do our drama, the people are blue. That is the reason the big top is true. And they all start to laugh when the hero is killed. When the Wallace Show's in town.
Time on the traveling show tonight. We're greeting an audience in the thriving little township of Mutton Bird Mountain. They tell me mountain air is good for the lungs, so let's call on one of the lads to test it out. Edwin Duff, forward to the song department, please.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. All that I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you.
Hey, Mr. Foster, what's this I see? The next item on the program is Shakespearean Selections by Miss Myrtle Morgan.
That's right, Clucky. A touch of culture for the program. Of course, I will direct the scenes as usual.
Really? I didn't know you were acquainted with Shakespearean production.
Oh, my dear Clucky, this will surprise you. Listen to this, and I think it may give you a hint as to my past profession.
Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I.
My heavens, he's a war flavor.
Who said that?
Our boy from the bush, George Wallace.
Mr. Wallace, I will have you know I used to be a Shakespearean actor. I was not a wharf laborer.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a wharf, is there?
I know that.
Then don't sling over them. Don't you call them rogues and peasants.
Oh, I didn't say that. Look, I never mentioned for what...
Under the new award. Up for the workers, leave it to the wharfies.
Oh, get out of there. Mind leaving the stage, please. Miss Myrtle Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, is about to portray a few brilliant scenes from Shakespeare. Mm. Are you going to recite any of the Shakespearean sonnets?
Oh, no, not tonight. Of course, I'm fond of those beautiful verse ballads. No one could write a song like Shakespeare.
Right. Oh, yeah? What about the beautiful wharf labor song?
What, the wharf labor song?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Yes. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and that helps you lift it.
Oh, no.
Now, George, will you go and jump to the bottom of the harbor?
What, and scab on the divers, you?
Oh, let's get it.
Certainly not.
Mr. Foster, really, this is impossible.
Up for the workers, leave it to the workers.
Pay no attention to him, please. Now, I understand that Alfie is going to assist you with a few lines here and there. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Foster, yes. I'm doing the mad scene from Hamlet.
Oh, Alfie should come in very handy for that.
Oh, where is Alfie? Alfie, where are you?
Here I am, Mr. Foster. Oh, gee, I've been running. I've had a terrible fright.
Alfie, what's the matter with you? You were as white as a ghost.
Oh, I got a terrible scare. I was in the main street and a piece of brown paper chased me for half a mile.
Oh, you stupid thing.
Oh, I'm shaking all over.
I know how you feel, Alfie. The Mutton Bird Mountain is a very windy place. Mm-hmm. I was in this town last year just for one day. And in that one day, the wind nearly drove me half crazy.
I assure you weren't here for 2 days.
Check out of the place once in the... Oh, look, how good. One more word of each other. Now, have you the script, Miss Morgan, please?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. Hey, you don't mind if I run through one or two of the finer points with yourself and Alfie?
Oh, no.
Good. Now, I'll take the love scene first. The love scene. I'm sorry we haven't a balcony for this. We should have a projecting balcony, but we haven't got one.
Oh, I'll lend you mine. It's all right.
Oh, honestly, do you know, you should be ashamed of that tummy.
Ashamed? Look, it's a pride of the wolf laborers, this is. Yes. Got first prize at the picnic once.
Oh. Will you keep quiet about the wolf laborers?
Never, please. Never. Up for the workers. Leave it to the wolfies.
Catch out. Let's take this scene from him. Go ahead, Miss Morgan, will you please?
Certainly. Yeah? All the world is a stage, and I am but a portrait player. Woe is me. Woe is me.
She's always like this when she doesn't get a Macquarie Award. Oh.
Will you be quiet, please? Quiet.
Under the new Macquarie Award.
Continue, Miss Morgan, as a pleader, please.
Please be quiet. Here comes my love, Hamlet. Hamlet, who was that ghost I saw you with last night?
That was no ghost. That was my father. He's been dead for many months.
Even so, he looks better than both of you.
Stop it, George. Now, go ahead.
Hamlet, why are you so cold to me?
I'm not cold, Ophelia. I'm a very ardent swine.
The word is swain.
I like it better the way he says it.
I'm not asking you. Now, please, go ahead.
I should be desirous to you. I am beautiful. I am a daughter of the King of Denmark. I am one of the great Danes.
You look more like a cocker spaniel. Go out.
Oh, look. I wish you'd go home. Now, we come to a very dramatic scene. Ophelia has lost her senses, and Hamlet is on the brink of madness.
Quite right. And you know why Hamlet was mad?
Yes, I do. The emotional upset.
Ah, such ignorance. His uncle was Peter the Plumber.
Really?
Yes, a streak of insanity in the family. Oh.
I should have known better than to have commented.
No!
Carry on, Myrtle. As Ophelia, please.
Very well.
Carry on, Celia, as Ophelia.
Would you please be quiet, little man? Hamlet, you must marry me. I can say no more. I have made my plea. My tale is told.
What was that, Ophelia?
I said my tale is told.
Well, it's been a very tall night.
A stupid remark about the weather. I'm not interested in the weather. It can pour with rain as far as I'm concerned. Who cares?
We do. Up for the workers. Leave it to the wharfies.
Just ignore the old idiot, please. Now we come to Hamlet's death scene, and we're going to give this a modern twist, Alfie.
Oh, good eye.
Now, Hamlet, you're standing on the battlements of your castle. Mm. Suddenly, madness overcomes you. Mm. You turn to Ophelia, throw her a kiss, then you take a running dive into the old moat. Now try it, will you?
Okay. Here goes.
Oh!
Whoa! What have you done, Alfie?
I'm not George Carl.
I said dive into the old moat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd dive into the old goat.
Oh, heavens. Look at George. He's unconscious. Help me carry him off stage, both of you, please.
Right.
Help me lift him.
Oh,
he's too heavy. Oh, Myrtle, he may be seriously hurt.
No. He's coming around.
Oh, sorry. Yes, he's coming around.
Oh, what hit me?
Oh, dear old George. Speak, George. Say you're all right. I'm sorry we can't lift your load. George, what will we do?
Leave it to the wharfies.
Well, while we make arrangements to lift a big body, we've made other arrangements about a small body, and here she is in the flesh, our dainty little damsel Dawn Lake, to sing The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll hold my hand. And though it seems absurd,
I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Oh, I know I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'd never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm looking for the man I love.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present another play by the Buller McCanker Dramatic Players. Tonight's drama deals with life in a Wild West circus that traveled through America in the days of Buffalo Bill. It tells the amazing story of a cowboy who put his foot in a lion's mouth and is entitled...
Hop Along Cassidy.
No more interruptions from you, please, George. Billy. Cut it out.
Well, I'm very tired. I've been breathing all day.
Oh, well, all right. Now, tonight's play has been written by one of our members of the company, Ding Donovan. Would the author please come on stage?
Certainly. Here I am, Mr. Foster, heaven's gift to women.
I just say love himself. Every time he sees himself in the bathroom mirror, he signs his autograph with toothpaste, this fella.
Which proves I have something you haven't.
What's that?
Teeth. Yes, tonight's play is my own creation. Of course, it's the product of many years' work. But now it is completed. It's about the great open spaces.
You've had it in your head for a long time, haven't you?
I certainly have.
Now, will you cut it out? Let's get busy with this play.
Yes. Mr. Foster, will you cast it for me?
Certainly.
Let me. I can throw it much farther.
I can see that we need a heroine to begin with, which will be Miss Myrtle Morgan, of
thank
course.
Thank you, thank you.
Back in the organ, Mother Morgan.
Oh, do be quiet, madam.
Hey, your name, Miss Morgan, is Fifi La Flop Flop. You are a... you are a bareback rider in the circus, you see. A girl prepared to risk her neck.
Ah, that's for me. As a matter of fact, I can trace my ancestors back to very wild West American days. That was when, if a man wanted something, he took it.
I understand your relatives still have the same habit.
How dare you!
It's common talk at the hotel that when you leave, the knives and forks go with you. Now, everybody...
Now, look, George, stop the bickering. Now, where are our two little lovebirds, Pansy and Hottis?
Here we are, Mr. Foster.
Any moment now, they'll rub beaks. Pansy, be careful.
Why?
A little misjudgment and Horace will stab you in the face.
We don't rub beaks. I kiss her.
Yeah, but you've got to turn sideways to do it. Now, don't argue.
He doesn't go at me, Auntie Mert.
Will you leave my nephew alone? He's only young, only a baby.
I know that, Auntie Mert.
Come here, Horace. Auntie will care for you. Come under my wing.
Hey, you know, Horace has a very peculiar effect on women.
What do you mean, George?
Well, look at Mother Morgan. She's carrying on like a broody chook. Look at her.
Come under my wing.
I'll slaughter you.
Now, Ding, what parts do you suggest for Pansy and Horace?
Well, Horace plays a Red Indian, Princess Buglebeak of the Mohawk tribe.
Mohawk?
Mohawk.
I can't look like a horse.
No, but by heavens, you're a dead ringer for Mo.
I'll strike you.
I wish you would.
Why?
Because you're sightly lucky, you dirty bitch.
Now, Ding, can we continue with this? Pansy's part, what is it exactly?
An Indian princess, daughter of Chief Sitting Bull.
Oh, I see. She's Princess Squatting Heifer.
What part are you playing, Ding?
I am Reckless Reginald Slimgirdle, the unusual... the unusual lion-taming hero.
Oh, you're not wrapping yourself up much, are you? Unusual.
Mr. Foster, Miss Morgan, Pansy, Horace, let's face it. Quite candidly, tell me, have you seen anyone of my type ever before? Come on, have you seen anyone like me before?
Only once. But I had to pay admission. Mind you, the rest of the freight show is well worth the money.
Now, can we stop the bickering? You've all got your parts to take it, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm standing round here like a spare tire doing nothing.
What's my role, please? It's not asking too much.
Hideous Herbert, the hot dog man.
Lovely. Delightful. Have you heard the news?
What?
I've left.
Never mind, George. Now, what's the trouble now? What is the trouble about the part? Tell me.
Yes, but I am. Filthy Ferdinand the Frankfurt fiend.
Now.
Now, look. I'm not going to be in it.
Don't let's have any arguments. Go and change the new costume immediately, please.
Very well. But when I return, don't be surprised if I'm late.
Why? Where will you have been?
Seeing a man about a dog and mustard.
He's gone. And now, orchestra, a little circus music to set the scene for the play. Everyone loves the circus. But today, when the circus comes to town, the audience are more receptive and more easily pleased than in the roaring 40s of the old American Wild West days. Those audiences then were discriminating in their tastes. For example, as our play opens, the circus has come to Dead Man's Gulch, Texas, in the year of 1849. The ringmaster, Reckless Reginald, is introducing the performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first artist tonight is the amazing and versatile weightlifter, Signor Spagoni.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first to be the treat tonight, I will take it a weight and we'll roar and...
Oh! Our next artist is Madame La Screecher, who will sing an aria, the bull song from La Tosta.
Thank you. Brightly dance upon me, dance upon me, a brilliant light.
We apologize for the unexpected blackout. Now, at tremendous expense, we have the celebrated English entertainer, Algernon Puppet Across.
Make sure I say I heard a very funny remark on my way to the circus tonight. A chappy said...
It wasn't very important, really. And now, our charming little balladist, Suzette, who will sing through her nose while hanging by her teeth from the high trapeze.
I may not be an angel, for angels are so fair.
Yes, well, there's a more plentiful supply now. And that concludes the circus this evening, but don't forget we'll be back next year with a brand new company.
Good night and thanks for hissing.
Well, that's that. Rather an easy audience night, I thought, Fifi, didn't you?
Oh, yes, a very sympathetic crowd. After you with the iodine?
You are. Pass the bandages, please.
Certainly.
Yep.
Ah, well, his success at the next town. A toast in champagne.
Oh, we've earned this drink. Good health.
Here's to the holes in your head.
I'm sorry you reminded me of them. I've decided from now on to go into semi-retirement.
What do you mean?
I think I'll take up my position from now on in the box office. The box office is more dignified, more distinguished. It's also armor-plated.
Ah, but who would take your place in the sawdust ring? Where would we find such a man of metallic hardness?
Yes, such a steel-nerved individual.
A man with nerves of iron.
Oh, there must be a rusty old sucker somewhere. And if you find him for me, Fifi, I'll reward you. I'll give you a pretty penny.
You will?
Yes, look, here it is. The prettiest penny I've had in my collection, really. Brand new with a head on either side. Any two up may give you a quid for it.
Oh, you are so generous.
Yes.
Very well, I'll endeavor to find the man. The perfect substitute for you.
Okay, see you later.
And now I think I will have a delicious little supper at Hideous Herbert's snack bar. Ah!
Frankfurts and rolls, hot dogs and warm puppies. This way for the late suppers and early indigestion.
Ah, there you are, Hideous Herbert. I'll have a hot dog, thank you.
Certainly. Quiet, please.
Hot dog.
The Frankfurts are very fresh tonight. I've got to creep up on them. Ah, I got one. Don't you bite me, you dear little delicacy.
Mm-hmm. These Frankfurts are very delicious. What are they made from?
Alcabos.
Alcabos?
Yeah. Look, every time I take one away, the rest of them move up.
It has just occurred to me, Hideous Herbert, that you are the very man needed to run the circus. You know all the circus people and you get on well with them.
Yeah, indeed I do. Only last night I fixed up a puncture for Rudolph the India Rubber Man.
Did you?
Yes, of course, Rudolph really needs retreading. That's what's up.
I see. Well, as I say, you understand these people.
I'm very fond of them. All except the half man and half woman, the cheeky thing. Look, if she gives me any more lip, I'll smack his face.
I see you have another customer.
Pardon me, I think there's a refugee from a birdcage amongst us.
So he is a Red Indian. He is pointing at the Frankfurts. He wants a hot dog.
I think he'd rather have a hot chili. He's a parrot. That's what that is. I beg your dirty parrot pardon. None of that language round here. He belongs to a sailor, I think.
No. Come along. Give the Indian a hot dog.
Very well. Here you are, Indian. Now, how do you like it? With mustard?
Mm?
I said, how?
How?
Yes, how?
How?
Good heavens, he's a parrot. He is a parrot.
No, no, give the Indian his hot dog.
He's being very difficult. Blimey, a pigeon's waiting to be served. That's what happened.
Me, Indian. Me, Princess Squatting Heifer.
By heavens, I didn't recognize you. Of course, you're a little Indian squab. Squatting Heifer. I know your mother, Creeping Cow. How's she, love?
Me, what then?
I'm a Frankfurt burial, my dear. How? With mustard?
How? With mustard.
How? With mustard?
How? Look, you're all... They're red bags with feathers. You can have mustard, or if you like, tomato sauce.
How? With tomato sauce?
Ah, oh, shut up. Look, now get out of here, the lot of you. Go on, or I'll spill the food on you. Go on, get out of here.
My word, what an amazing man you are, Horrible Herbert. If you can frighten the Red Indian, maybe you could scare wild animals, too.
Wild animals? Listen, love, you've got no idea the effect I have on furious beasts. That's because my father trained me to be tough when I was a baby.
Well, how did he train you?
Oh, he used to throw a lion cub in my cot and say, go to it, fellas. I'm cooking the loser.
Then you are the man for the job.
What job?
The new ringmaster and lion tamer.
Lion tamer? Who, me? Hot dogs with mustard. Very refined frankfurtettes. Bread in the skin. Sandwiches.
No. Leave your hot dog stand and come with me to this tent.
Aye?
This tent is where reckless Reginald the Lion Tamer trains his lions.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. He is inside training his cubs now. Listen.
Cubs, attention. Dismissed. Oh. So you got out of your cage, did you? Back, back. I have a whip in my hand. Back into your cage. That's it. In you go. There. Got you, you naughty little canary.
Hey, listen, he's a bird trainer. He doesn't have any lions.
Is that so? Come in, my friend. See in that cage yonder. Look.
Look, I think I'll get back to me.
No. You come back here. Reginald, this man told me he is willing to try his hand out at lion training.
Yeah, but only my hand, and I can't do that now.
Why not?
I've just remembered the rest of my body is attached to my hand.
Coward?
Who's a coward? I'll show you. I'll show you whether I'm a coward or not. Open that gate.
Very well.
Shut it again.
What? Are you afraid of lions? They're only big cats.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll be right back.
What for?
I'll just sneak out for a saucer of milk. I won't be a minute.
You're going into that cage. Here, take this chair into the cage.
Don't be mad. What the heck would I want to sit down for? I'll stay up and stand up if you don't mind.
Are you scared to fight a lion? What are you, a man or a mouse?
Now, that's a good idea. I'll fight a mouse, eh?
Open the cage, Fifi. Hideous Herbert is going in. Go on, in you go.
Help! Help me out! Help! Mother! Father! Cousin! Auntie Percival! Auntie Leda!
Quick, Reginald! He's going to go to pieces. You shouldn't have done it. Throw something at the lion.
Yes, but what can I throw?
Look, throw my hot dog stand at him.
Good idea. Open the gate. Here it comes.
You missed the lion, but the food hit Herbert right in the face.
Never mind. It scared the lion. Quick, open the gate and get Herbert out.
I can't get through the door now, you rat bag.
Why not?
Well, when you threw the hot dogs at me, the air was so thick with food.
Yeah?
I inhaled them. I put on 15 pounds.
Oh. And so it's finale time with the old traveling show. Before we go, here's the gang to line up for a final bow. George Wallace, George Foster, Edwin Duff, Sheila Sewell, Ian Rolfe, and Dawn Lake, Lou Campara, and Freddie McIntosh. George Foster wrote the script and Jeffrey James Montgomery Jackson produced it. And now this is Clark McKayley as Ding Donovan saying good night, folks. And so long, George.
So long, Clarky, old boy. Goodbye, everybody. See you next time the show comes to town.
Well, the show is over, we head on the train. And now it's down tomorrow, we'd like to remain. We've got to say goodbye now to me.